Okay, so starting again, assuming you haven't heard anything I said. So we're trying to wrap our heads around the concept of making dishes in multiple directions, as well as the question of can you make, which is Io's opinion. Io says you can't make conditions on two separate instances that are recurring. And we also have the question of Brera, can you make a decision now that affects something that you did in the past? So those are what we're playing with. Okay, so now Io, who says you can't do conditional placement based on two instances. So he doesn't hold like the Mishnah. But then according to Ula. Then Ula continues says, but the response being, Gemara says, El Halditani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, let's read. But what about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon? Can you simply say that Io is saying according to their opinion? Because they say that you can't, we're separating out the bottom of the barrel of wine that's from the kutim and stuff, and you need to separate truma and mazra from it. He says they all say you can't simply say at the bottom of the barrel, you know, assuming I leave 21 parts left at the end, part of that 21 is truma, part of it's maser, part of it's truma maser or maser shayna. You can't do that. You can't know these conditions of. Like, what's going to be later, what I'll pick, I'll separate it later. No, you can separate it now, or it's not going to work. So, right, so therefore, that implies that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon also reject Brera, the retroactive designation, just like Io seemingly does as well. So, Ula Zuze Ktani. So, so Ula actually taught a little bit different. He says the first, what's the first half of the Mishnah is not just Rabbi Meir, rather it's different mayor for Rabbi Yehuda. So they're going to say that you can do this separation based on what's going to be at the bottom of the barrel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say, no, you cannot do that. That it is forbidden to do the retroactive designation based on what's going to happen at the end on the bottom. So now we figured out that we don't have to throw out Io, but the question is what each of the people in the who had to properly phrase the original Mishnah, which opinions truly hold a Breira, which one don't? Sava Rabbi Yossi ain't Breira. Does Rabbi Yossi really reject the concept of Breira that you can retroactively designate something? Hatanan, do we learn another Mishnah? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shteina Shim Shalachu et Kineim Beiru. So if two women had jointly bought their kinim, meaning their birds, and they wanted to, and they were trying to bring it to a for their korban that they owe, right? So it says that their korban yoledet or their korban zava. All right, so when you're bringing we're bringing these birds. So let's say they bought jointly this nest of birds. By here, be'eruv here means a joint acquiring, not in the Erevin sense of eruv, right? Or should not know kinehem lekohen, or that whether they bought the set together, or if they jointly went and handed, you know, this nest worth of birds to the kohen. Ezosh yirtze kohen yakriv olah, or ezosh yirtze yakriv chatah. And the priest can then choose which one of the kinim that they should be using as a sin offering, which one should be a burnt offering. So we see that the Kohen is basically handed two sets of birds for a total of four, right? Two sets of two. And then he can pick which two are gonna, for each woman is gonna be a Ola, which one's gonna be each woman and which one is gonna be an Ola Rakata. So, right, so therefore, that implies that you can do Prera. Like, you handed him, you know, simply four birds, and then all of a sudden he's deciding what they'll want. So, Amarava, Hatam, Kishahinu. No, Rava says, no, you can't bring a Prera, but Rabbi Yosef's opinion from there, because there, they made a special condition that when they handed it over to the Kohen, here are all of our birds, you do it as you want. So it's not a question of Brera that he's picking it and then their opinion is retroactively right. They originally stated, here they are, use them as you see fit, all in your hands, you're the shliach of both of us, so you do whatever you do and it'll be fine. So ihachi ma'alam emra. So if so, why do you even need to state that old statement of the of the Kohen, because if the Kohen is being worked as their Shaliach, then what's the difference? Kamash Malan, Kedro Fista. Dabra Fista, Eina Kinim Mitparsha. So rather, this is teaching us that the law general follows Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, so what is Rav Chisda's statement? Ein hakini parshot ela ib l'chichat balim ib asiyat kohen. So in order for you to designate the birds that are being used as offerings for whether they be for chatat or olah, there's only two people who can make the designation. Either when the owner buys it, meaning when they purchased it, they had you purchase specifically for your purpose, or by the Kohen making the termination. Which means that this is supporting the fact that people can give it to the Kohen and he can make the decision on their behalf. It doesn't solely need to be done as soon as they had bought the item. There's no problem if you jointly bought the birds. As long as the Kohen can later decide that'll still be sufficient. Okay, so now we're on Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. Right, so that's how we solved the question. That was one. So now we don't really know what Rabbi Yossi holds about Brera. Does he hold or doesn't he hold a Brera? So we're still trying to figure it out. Lakati, some Rabbi Yossi ain't Brera. And the question we can ask again is, wait, does Rabbi Yossi really hold there's no Brera that you can't make retroactive designations? So then there's another statement we're going to ask about. Ha Tanya, Ama Ara, Shama Lachaver, Kachli Akuda Achachal Yerek, Ugluska Achach. So if a Amar, somebody who's not stringent in separating of Truma to Masra, were to ask a Chavar, somebody who is stringent, to go buy for me a bundle of these vegetables or this cake, so the chaver does not need to separate out Truman Masra on behalf of the Amma Aretz, who will presumably not be separating on his own. Dibur Rabbi Yossi, as Rabbi Yossi says. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says that since Rabbi Yossi is now stating that this is fine, so that since he bought it without designating, when he bought his food, he didn't say which one of these bundles is mine, which one of these bundles is for the Amara. So therefore, he's not required to immediately separate out Truma to Masra. Because in order to become a Chaver, you have to basically make a swear, come from a basin, that you are going to always have your all fruits and vegetables in your possession that are yours will have to be separated Truma to Masra immediately. So if he's giving it to the So with Amara stuff wouldn't be under the condition that he had sworn to. So right, so if Rabbi Yossi is saying that you're allowed to that basically even though you bought two bundles and you only decide to give him one when you see him, that's still considered to be enough to say that it's as if it's never been in your possession the whole time. You haven't decided to hand it to him. The Chachamim say, no, you must separate Truma to Masra. Because there's no Brera, so you don't know which one is going to be yours. So as said right now, they both could potentially be are both yours. So therefore, you have to separate Truma to Masra now. So right. So now the problem is that it seems like Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Brera. So no, epoch. No, opposite. Rabbi Yossi says that you're supposed to tease it because you're supposed to separate Truman Masra because once it's in his possession, right, we don't care what you're going to decide later, right? There's no Brera of Rabbi Yossi, and that's why, so if he switches the pains around, then actually Rabbi Yossi in both cases fits well. He says you can't make a later determination. You have to act based on what it looks like now, right? We don't care about what will happen later or what happened before. You have to do it based on what the reality is right now. So therefore, we have solved. We figured out Rabbi Yossi's opinion. We dealt with the two problematic, the Mishnah, the problematic Braita. So now Rabbi Yossi says you cannot make record designation, and then everything looks nice and clean. So Tashma. So we'll try and figure out something about the concept of how Braira works for Rabbi Yossi. So HaOmer Maaser Sheyesh Li BeBeiti Mechula Al Sela Shatalev Yadi Min HaKis Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechula. So if you, so now the other case is that if you, basically, so you're trying to separate out Meister Shani, and you're the Meister Shani separated, and basically, and currently, you'll say you're, and you want to put it on some, put it on a coin now. So what do? You say that the Mazda that I have in my house, I want the Kedusha from that Meister Shani to go onto the coin that will come out first out of my pocket. Rabbi says that this works, right? That the Kedusha is transferred, right? And that it is, and that therefore the original, the fruit in your home is now much for everybody to eat, and there, and the Kedusha is now simply on the coin that, that you pulled out of your pocket. So this is a problem, because that implies that you can do, that you're doing Brera, because you're making it, because you're separating it now, even though you haven't yet picked the coin, which is a problem. So, Ipoch, Ema Rav Yossi, Omer Lo Chilel. No, say the opposite. Actually, Rav Yossi says that it doesn't work. And therefore, Rav Yossi is consistent in his opinion of saying that you cannot do retro, you cannot do Brera, no retroactive decision making. So my chada tarte mikame chada ipo chada mikame tarte. Wait, so we've had three cases, one of which worked pretty well. Right, we have our original. So this we brought four cases. Right, there was that of our original Mishnah. Then there was one case we threw out because we said the case was different altogether. And then there was two where we said that you have to switch Rabbi Yosef's opinion with the other person's opinion in the statement. So the question is, so why are we switching Rabbi Yosef's opinion twice? And leaving it only intact in our Mishnah. Shouldn't you do the opposite? If there's only one case that's consistent, say that in our Mishnah is where in the Mishnah of the wine is the one where Rabbi Yossi is inconsistent. Why are you switching more? Why are you so sure that that's his true statement, not the other ones? Like, why are you switching one versus the other? So, ha vadai imchatani. No, it's because the answer is that the, you definitely must have taught that this Braita was taught backward. The Tani Seifa, as it says at the end of the Braita, Moder Biosi Omer Master Sheesh Li Batof Beiti Hemecho Al Sela Chadasha Shetalev Yadi Minakis Shechilel. So rather no, the reason we know that is because of the latter half of that same Braita and the Tosefta, where it says that the following part of the Tosefta was the Maaser Sheni that I have in my house, if Kedusha will be transferred onto the new coin that I pull out of my pocket. So, and that's what it works. Midikamar Hachachilel, Mikhal Dahatam Lohilel, like that here it is. So in the case of where you said to be on the new coin, presumably you only had one new coin in your pocket, that's why you chose that one, is when it works, but it would imply that if you simply didn't determine at all which coin it's going to be, it wouldn't have worked. Like saying that if you have a bunch of preferably don't coinage, but so then, right, so whether you chose the nice, shiny, brand new coin for the mint, or you chose the one that's been, you know, in circulation for months and is covered in dirt and grime, right, so which one is it going to be? So the answer is, so since you chose which one it is, so really it's not one versus two, it's two versus one, which is why we flipped, is because one of them was certainly already should have been in the other camp. So we're not flipping the majority, we're only flipping the minority, really. So hi, Sela Sela Shefi. I mean, what do we mean by when you said a new Sela, the new coin? Idi Ike Tarte slot. If you have two new, three old, Diyesh Brera, Hainu Kamaita. If you say that there's, you know, two or three coins in his pouch, and you're not, and then, you know, multiple ones that could be, are the new coins, then we're back to the beginning. Eladaleka Elchada Maitale. But if there's only one coin in your pouch in general for both first and last case, then what do you mean by saying Ta'ale? Because it's like you have one coin. So what is it? Like, I don't understand. What's into the first case and second case? Or we said that, as in, why are you saying the word Ta'ale if there's only one? And also the second case, why are you saying, right, if you have in mind which one it is, why are you saying that Ta'ale as well? It seems to be like, what do you mean by Ta'ale? Why are you saying Ta'ale if there's only one, if there's potentially only one coin, or if there's a coin you had in mind? What does that mean, that the new coin or the or one of the coins that I will take. That means that you're definitely, you know, choosing. And so, so how's that not a case of Brera? I'm Relay Rambler, I'm not one. My Manhai Tana, Dafilu Vidrabanan Lele Brera. So, right, so, sorry, it's a line there. I need a Tani Resha Tala, Tani Nami Sefa Tala. So the answer is no. So, the way we're talking, that actually the first case is truly a Tala, if you're actually picking. But the second one, it's not that you actually are saying that the coin that will come out, you know which coin it is. It's the new one, the newest one you have in your pocket. Just, you'll use a similar language because since in the Resha it said the word Tala, therefore the Sefa, use the term, take out of your pocket, use the term Tala. To not indicate that you're at any issue of choosing, rather because that's simply how it is. Amarle Ravalar Nachman. So now Ravnachman said, Zanarav said to Ravnachman, Man Hai Tana Dafil Bi Rabbanan Late Labir. So who is the Tana who has the opinion? And even according to Chachamim, you cannot use Brera. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braita. Amarle Chamisha Harinim Arev Al Ezim Ikem Sheirtze. If you had, if you told a woman and said to five people, any one of you can make an Erev on my behalf. Rasiti Yelech, Rasiti Lo Yelech, Rasa Bibo Yom, Erevo Erev, Vishach Hashecha, En Erevo Erev. So, is there really somebody says that all of a sudden say that there's no such case as Brera? Here's a case that looks very much like Brera. You told five people, right? Everybody go, you know, take, when you're heading home, take, you know, set aside a piece, some bread for me. For the Eretz woman, and then wherever I decide to go, I'll go. And if I don't decide to go to you, then I won't see it. Right? So you didn't know which one of your friends wanted to go to for Shabbos lunch. So this was your solution to how you can manage to visit whichever one you decided you wanted to go to, but only one of them. So if you decided I'm going to go to X person's house before Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it works. But he decides only after dark. Any Erev, then his Erev did not work. So that implies that that you cannot do retro designation at whatsoever. So, because you have to have made the decision before, even though you have your five choices, and you have to just make the decision before, you can't make the decision after dark. So that means there's no case where you're allowed to do retroactive decision making, or use Brera. So Ishvik, the Rav Nachman, is like, silent. Lo Merle, Lo Midi. He didn't say anything because he didn't have a response. So that now the Gemara is like, wait, why was he quiet? Le Merle Tana Debe Ayahu. Why didn't he simply state that Braita follows the opinion of the school of Ayo? And that it's not an issue in general about Brera. It's rather an issue of specifically about with Erev and Brera. No, Lo Shmiele. No, the answer is he hadn't heard of Io, and that's why, not that he didn't hear of Io, but he didn't think that Io's version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, was correct. Right? Not Loshmila, he hadn't heard of it, but Loshmila didn't, like, he didn't, the word Shema in Aramaic can also mean, Kabel, except. Right? When we say Shema Yisrael, right? So that means both hero Israel, as well as, you know, accept the yoke of heaven. So, just like it has two meanings in Hebrew, has two meanings in Aramaic. That fun borrowing across languages is known as a calque, C-A-L-Q-U-E, in case you're curious as to what that thing in language is called. But that's what it is. We're in translation, it gains the meaning from another one, then goes back to the previous language. There are many different examples of that. I will hopefully, I'll probably mention it in some Shirat Tanakh. There's not normally come so often in the Gemara, but there we go. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tanai Shakal Tami Alma. So Rabbi Yosef said, have you removed these Tanayim from the world? Meaning, what do you mean that there's nobody who says that you can do Brera? Tanayi, right? We have an explicit Machloka Tanayim. As we learned in the Braita, the Tanya, Harini Ma'ariv L'Shabbatot Shakol Shana Ratzite Eilech L'Ratzite Lo Eilech. So we've drawn a bracha that if you want to make an Erev now for all the Shabbos of the year, if you want to go, then you can go. If you don't want to go, then you don't have to go. So basically you set up your Erev now, your Erev Chumen, And whether or not you decide to change your place of residence, you don't have to decide, you know, we're going to be the whole year the first time you place it. Rather, each week you can decide.
On Shabbos or before Shabbos?
You set your Erev up before Shabbat, and we're going to get to that, right?
The decision, I'm just saying, when do you have to make the decision? Okay, that's a question.
Excellent question. We're about to get there. Very good question. So, Ratzon Mivod Yom, Erev Erev. If you wanted to do it from the previous day, right, if you decided I'm going to follow it from, well, on Friday after, on Friday, not yet Shabbos, Erev Erev Erev, then your Erev works. But you wanted to decide on Shabbos. Oh, actually, I really wanted to go there, but and that's why I said my eruv. So Rishimon Omer eruvo eruv. So here we have Rishimon saying that if you decided on Shabbos, your eruv is an eruv, which implies that he holds that yes, you can use brera. Or Chachamim say that your eruv is not an eruv, which implies that Chachamim say there is no brera. But there clearly is an opinion that says that there is brera for Erevin. So what do you, so this reveals this question is clearly there is an opinion that states that you can use Brera with Erevin. So what are you trying to say that you can't? Right, but what, like, didn't we hear Rabbi Shimon that he doesn't hold a Brera based on the case we saw of the separating out the bottom of the wine barrel that you bought from the Kuti? So Kasha to Rabbi Shimon. So that means that Rabbi Shimon is arguing. He's got one time where he says you can use Brera, and one time says you cannot. No, El Epoch. No, rather you should flip it around, and that's what'll solve our issue. Right? So, and then once you reverse it, that would mean that Rabbi Shimon is consistent, whereas the Chachamim would have switched over to saying that there is no Brera. That there is brera. So my kasha, dilmokilate l'rishimon brera b'doraita v'lirbanan ikle. So now we're like, what do you mean? Why is this a big issue? Why is it messed around for Rishimon's opinion? Say that Erevin, which is durbanan, is when he allows it. But in the doraita case, that of the Truman Masro, that's when he does not accept brera. So because of Yosef, man the itle brera loshna b'doraita loshna v'lirbanan itle. No, Rav Yosef's opinion is that either you believe in Brera or you don't believe in Brera. Either you believe in Brera, it applies whether it be for a Deoraita or for your Rabbana. Among the late Brera, we say there's no such thing as retroactive designation. Loshna Deoraita, Loshna Rabbana, late play. So it's all or nothing, right? Either you always allow for retroactive designation or you never allow for retroactive designation, but you can't switch it between the two of them. So Rav Amar, Shanihatan, Nabi'inan, Reshit, Shireh, Nikarin. Now, Rava says, no, the case in by Sarina Maser is different because it's a separate drasha of Reshit, right? We say Reshit de Gancha. So what does that mean? That it has to be the recognizable, right? The remnant is recognizable, meaning when you separate out the Trumot and Maser, you have to be able to immediately see where it is. It's not an issue with Brera. It's an issue that you simply can't visualize where the Trumot and Maser are currently located. So Amarle Abaye El Miata. Rather learn that from here instead. Ayula fan of Shtei Rumanim Shel Tevel. So Abaye says you had in front of you two different pomegranates that had yet to have the Truma Masro separated from them. The Amar, Yirduk Shamim Hayom Yez Zet Truma Al Zet. The Imlo Yirduk Shamim Hayom Yez Zet Truma Al Zet. So Hakanami ben Yerdu ben Lo Yerdu ein Midorav Klom. So okay, so the question is as follows. So Abaye said, rather we should learn out the concept of, you know, about Rav Yosef had said that either there's always Brera or there isn't Brera. So now we're going to question the opinion based off of making a conditional separation of your Trumot Masro from your pomegranate. So there's two of them in front of you that need to have their Truma Masro separated. Then you say, if it rains today, then pomegranate A will be Truma for pomegranate B. But if it does not rain today, then pomegranate B will be the true model for pomegranate A. Right, so just switch, right? Is it A for B or B for A? And what determines it will be whether or not it rains today. So, right, so would you then mean to say that whether the rain did or didn't fall, that it's no good? Right, so meaning, because we simply said that according to Shimon, the issue is that you need to have it be clear which, when you're stating it, which items are considered to be truma. And here, you can't tell which one it is yet, because it hasn't rained yet. So therefore, at the moment, you don't have the cause of shiara and ikarin. You don't have the truma masra being noticeable, recognizable as of right now. So what is it? So if you want to say that's fine. Right, you're right. Correct. You're right. In that case, we say it wouldn't work. You've tried to save those conditions. Rishon would say that's no good. Hatanan truma hakri umasar tabotocho. Utruma maaser tabotocho. Rabbi Shimon omer kara hashem. Wait, so now we're saying Rabbi Shimon seems like he says that he has this interesting drasha for truma and maaser. You need to be able to recognize which one is the truma and the maaser when you separate them or it's no good. So now we're asking, wait, but doesn't he say some, we have another case that he has where if you have a truma, if you wanted to say the words that this pile of truma will be here and the maaser and the maaser will be within it, a truma maaser will also be contained within that same pile. And Rabbi Shimon says that that's a valid way of separating out truma and maaser. So we'll say, like, how is that possible? Right? He said, because that karashay means that it works, meaning it's not considered to be truma. But it's like, wait, but you can't. But it's all in a pile. How are you designating between truma and not truma? It's all in a pile right now. What are you talking about? It should be no good according to Rabbi Shimon. How's he saying it's okay? Now, shani hatam d'ika sviva. Now, there it's different because there are recognizable amounts around it. So yes, the truma. So he's saying that the truma should be inside of the heap, but because because the pile isn't, you know, so it's not like, you know, a uniform pile. It's, you know, it's a little lumpy. So he sees one, you know, one pile that's sticking up from everything else. And he says that one is the one we're going to pick. And in the middle of that pile, so basically there is, you know, so you can tell that only in a certain area is, you know, is there a little higher lump. And but the rest of it couldn't be it because it's not considered to be in the little tower. It's just somewhere, you know, farther out. So you know that those can't be. So even though you're right, you don't know precisely which one it is, but because you can tell that there is an area that's allowed, an area that's not allowed visually, that's what allows it to work. As opposed to the case of wine, where there's absolutely no way for you to tell which one is which. The Evite Ema, could it Diktani Tama. So the other one, or we can give you another reason. So what's this other reason? So Amr Lola Rimeir, Iatamoda Shemi Bakahanod, Beninsa Seshota Tolim Mafreya, Amr Lahen, Kish Lefishayibaka. So now there's another question that was asked on the Mishnah of the Kutim of, are you allowed to make the designation now for later? So the Chachamim asked Rimeir, you wait. So why are you allowing people to do this? What happens if while you're drinking, the whole flask bursts to pieces? So the Nimsa Zensho Tetzvelin Mafreya. Then retroactively, you'll have been drinking Tevel because it means it didn't work. If you lose the Trumot Masra, they're not separated in the end. Then you didn't actually probably separate Trumot Masra. So there's nothing left of them because you never actually finished drinking what you wanted to drink. So Amar Lahan, the Kishibaka, I said, no, when it bursts, I will deal with that, but we don't worry about maybes. So like true, if it had burst, you would be in hot water. But we're not worried about the question of Rera. So that implies that the whole argument that we had in that mission about can you separate based on the bottle of the barrel of the large flask of wine is actually based on the question of whether or not it'll burst or not. You know, spontaneous combustion, right? Well, suddenly explode. So are we worried about that or not? So that implies that it has nothing to do with prayer, like we've been hoping, we've been constructing until now. Ulamai de Selagadatin Mikur Beinan Reshit Shira Nikur in Mayakam Relay. And according to the initial thought we had about that unit of recognizable remnants, then why did the Chachamim ask for Meir about maybe it'll explode? Mayakam Relay, why do you ask that? So rather what he said is, Halakam Relay. Now here's what he said to him. According to the Chachamim, Zidan Beinan Reshit Shereni Kari. The Chachamim say we require that you can distinguish what is or is not considered to be as is this moment the Trumbot Masra, right? That drasha of Reshit means Shereni Karin. So they have that drasha, Lididah. But according to you, and now heading on to Lamed Chedem Aleph, Iyatamode Shemi Bakah Noor Vinin Sashot Tzvalim LeMafreya. Right, so we say that it has to be recognizable. So therefore, you know, we have no issues of why I say it's no good. But for you, aren't you worried at the very least that maybe it'll explode? So we are saying no good because of, well, you didn't separate out the way we think it's separate out. But for you, even though, let's say, even if this is a proper separation, are you really going to allow people to do it? What if the container breaks? Amalan lechashibaka, right? When a burst, it bursts, but it's so unlikely that that's not something we have to be worried about. Okay, so we dealt with a lot of, you know, what ifs, if this, then that, you know, and as well as, you know, temporal gaps based on the use of rare. So I'm gonna sum up, and then if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them. Hopefully, it'll be clear. And I know it's a little confusing with Brera because you're dealing with time, with skipping through time and changing your mind in the middle. So again, we started with the Mishnah talking about when you have an Eruv. Question is, are you designating your Eruv in one direction or in two directions based on whether or not the non-Jews come to try and collect your taxes, based on whether or not you're the wise person coming to get to, you know, you want to hear him lecture. So like whichever one of those. So basically there's all the different setups in the Mishnah of how you'll do that and why you're allowed to make an Erev Tchumen al Tanai, whether you'll go or you won't go. Then we're asking, well, how is this possible? Because Io says you're not allowed to make that. So the case is you're only choosing, should I be here or there? Right, so we said that was okay because, like, if the wise man's coming from the east, because he's already there, all you're really doing is, you know, just you already decided that you're going to him, just you didn't know where yet, so you really decided, just, you know, you were missing some information, so that's not really a problem. So we got double that. But the thing is, though, but there's other cases that appear to be that there's very much you are trying to make a decision based on the fact you don't have yet. Not just as facts you don't have yet, but on decisions that haven't been made by anybody yet. So then we spoke about the case of buying wine from a kuti who did not separate the Trumot Masra properly, and how the question of the machloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon about can you separate out the Trumot Masra when you start or not. So that was the question. Can I separate my Truman and Masra and say that by saying at whatever is left at the bottom of the bottle will be apportioned according to Truma, Maser, and Maser Shani? Can I do that? Is that a valid statement for me to say? So, right, so Rabbi Meir said no, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon said not. And then we said this runs to issues with Io. Like, is Io clearly an argument? Then we're like, no, there's two opinions. Two sets of opinions here, so that's fine. And then the question was, well, maybe we should rephrase the order of who holds what opinion. And then we started dealing with trying to figure out how, analyzing each person as to what, is their opinion consistent amongst all their statements throughout Shas. So first we had the case of Del Gribio's opinion. We spoke with the case of the determination of the birds brought for a korban of two women. Do they have to determine it when they're buying it before they hand the Kohen, or can the Kohen do so? And then we concluded at the end of the day that either they can make the condition when they buy it, or can be the condition of who, of which one is a, it's for a chatah, which one is for an ola, which one is going, which one the birds is for which purpose of the korban. So that's something that the kohen can decide, whether it's meant to be a completely burned offering or a sin offering. That the kohen is allowed to, because that's Rav Chisa's explicit opinion. And then we kept going on about the case of a chaver, somebody who's scrupulous about tribo and masro, gives it over, is buying something on behalf of his unscrupulous friend, the Am Haaretz, and whether or not he has to separate immediately or not, machlokes Rav Yosef Chachamim. Then we had, you know, switching around of the opinions in that one. And then we also had another case of based on separate tribo and masro, based on the coin that'll come out of your pocket. And we say that that's a Rav Yosef says it works. And so that doesn't imply that Rav Yosef is doing something wrong. Like that he's saying that you can use braver now while you couldn't do braver earlier. So it's like, so what is he being inconsistent? So then we said, no, maybe then we're like, well, maybe we've been doing the wrong thing from the flipping. Then we said, no, that's not the case. Cause really one of the right that we know for sure is wrong because of the latter half. And if otherwise his differentiation between why it does work and doesn't work is entirely incidental. So rather we must say that we should be switching them, and Rav Yossi really does hold that you cannot use any retroactively designating. Right, then we dealt with the language issue in the right, so we said it's actually based on parallel language, and then we moved on to the case of setting up the Eruv for five people, setting up five Eruvs and saying, oh, so if that's a valid thing to do, then according to Rabbi Shimon, he says that you're allowed to decide even on Shabbos which one of the five you wanted. That implies that he allows for braver then, whereas he's not allowing for it in the case of wine. And we're like, why not? So, right? How's he doing that? So rather we say that it works because maybe we differentiate between Derabanan versus Deraita. Then we have Rav Yosef saying, it's all or nothing. You there's no picking. So then it's like, right, so maybe we have to fix, then we say there's another drasha that we have to know about Truma and Masro, that when you separate Truma and Masro according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Chachamim, it needs to be clear what you're separating, and that's the whole issue that's behind this, that's in the issue with the Kutim, the Mishnah about the Kutim. And that's the primary problem we're dealing with, is that, can you see that they're separated or not? You say that you need to see that it's separated clearly, then it's no good. If not. Then we brought a similar case based on pomegranates about where seemingly is wrong. And then we say, no, it's because with the wine, you have no clue. Whereas the pomegranate piles, or the piles of food, you at least have some degree of understanding of what's where. And finally, we got to the case of the continuation of the Mishnah, where the Chachamim tell Rabbi Meir, aren't you worried about your container exploding? So that would imply that the issue has nothing to do with retroactive designation, nothing to do with the drasha of do you need to be able to tell where it is? And that implies that the way they explain this machloket is all based on likelihood of exploding of the container. And then that would mean that you retroactively are having something wrong because you're at your initial separation turned out to be no good. Because even if you hold that there is such a thing as brera, right? If you never got around to doing the thing, never happened, then well, you never separated it properly, and then you're stuck. So rather, instead, we decided to reread it a little bit. We said that the Chachamim said that we have the drasha of that it's clear that you need to clearly recognize. Well, they're asking Rabbi Meir, how about you? What is your worry? Like, shouldn't you, even though you don't hold of this drasha that we have, that you have to make sure it's clear where it is, where the Truman Master are, you're able to see it with your eyes. So they're saying, but shouldn't you still forbid people to have this practice of separating out on the bottom of the container? Maybe the container will break. So he says, no, I'm not worried about that. What matters is that right now things are good, and as long as things are good right now, that means that I currently have a valid separation, and yes, I am applying Rera, but that's not a part of my opinion. Okay, so that's it for today. Wish you a very good day. And we'll pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah on Lamed Chet Amud Aleph.
Shkari, thank you.